您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。When a woman owns her own business, you would have thought that she must have transcended traditional gender roles, but a recent survey says differently. It found that whilst believing that they can do as well as men in terms of career, nearly 60% of female entrepreneurs in China's business hub Guangdong share the view that helping their husbands succeed matters more than pursuing their own careers.一般人都觉得女企业家呢是女性中的佼佼者，一定不会认同男主外女主内的这样的老观点。但是广东省最近针对全省378位女企业家的调查报告显示，逾半数的女企业家认为帮夫更重要。 So does it surprise you?
Well, this is the natural way of things. I mean, why are we even talking about this? Of course men's careers are more important.
Oh, thank you, Ryan. Just made yourself the most hated person.
Right, yeah. No, of course not. But, well, it is a little bit surprising because, again, you think, well, these are obviously enterprising women doing things that's not a lot of women do anyway. And so you'd expect them to...likely have different feelings, but, well, I think it's hard to escape the culture where you're in, and so it's not that we can necessarily put this on them themselves so much as the broader society that you're in. But let's look a little bit at the details here. So it was talking about, well, the range of people surveyed was 23 to 68, so a pretty good range there, you know, working age and whatnot.And 80% of them, or about there, had privately run enterprises, and nearly 90% had small or medium businesses. So this isn't like, not necessarily CEOs or anything of, you know, your big, well, Fortune 500 sorts of companies, but, you know, a good mix there, various sorts of sectors and whatnot. And, you know, a lot of them have done quite a lot there. So this is an experienced group of women. So it is only in Guangdong, so this is not necessarily representative of all of China. And that's an interesting question as to what the difference might be. But within that, it's probably representative to a degree.
Yeah, I tend to think that taking these samples from Guangdong is actually a very good indicator because Guangdong is a province known for a lot of people having entrepreneurial spirit, and I think you probably see more female entrepreneurs in Guangdong in general. And the fact that when women, especially this group of women, still think that it's more important thatwith their help and their husband's business succeed, I think it's a very interesting notion. And actually, I'm a little bit surprised about it. But I think a lot of it, what results to this, is because of reality. When you sort of just calculate and try to estimate what costs success, your own or your husband's, and you still have a cut of it, and...What's easier? What's more easy to succeed? And maybe it is like what these women have chosen, help your husband.
Mm. Yeah, I think from the results, because multiple questions are asked, I see sort of like a contradicting attitude. Because on the one hand, most of them, 95% of them think that women can do whatever men can achieve. So usually this will be like a statement of independence for women, you know, jumping out of their traditional gender roles. But then 96% of them realized and pointed out that female entrepreneurs have to sacrifice more for success than men. This is kind of natural as well because, you know, usually we agree that the current society, much as we want them to be equal, is still not equal when it comes to, you know, men versus women succeeding. So they are confident that they can achieve success, but then they think they have to pay more. But what is the more part? I think it's, to them, it's the, you know, being with family, being with your kid, not being there for them. That's kind of the part that they think is the sacrifice. And then I don't know whether it's this mentality that leads to the conclusion there that they would rather help their husband succeed than to succeed themselves. Is it because then in this way they can sort of still be with their family while succeeding something?
I think as long as this traditional fabric of society still prevails, that is, the woman, well, it's only us that can bear children. And for the women to raise kids mainly, as long as that part is still stuck in people's minds and there isn't really much to be changed there, then I think it's futile to discuss there is ultimate, equality, quality, like equal rights and treatment between the sexes, because there's that part that women just have to take up. Otherwise, how does reproduction happen? How does, you know, your offspring appear?
Well, who says we need offspring? You know, that's another question. But that's I'm obviously in the wrong country to ask this question here. Mm-hmm. But even besides that, I think you could have, and you probably do have, a lot of women who are, well, they may be married, may not be, but who don't have kids, so who don't have to worry about that aspect, but who probably still do face a lot of obstacles here. Just, for example, if you start up a business, it's probably easier for a man to get that kind of capital, that funding, than it is for a woman. Mm-hmm. And some of that may be, you know, intentionally, you know, sexism or whatnot, but a lot of it is just the way that society is set up. It's easier to do a lot of things as you're a male, and you're going to be more tapped into these kinds of networks and whatnot. So there's a whole bunch of different factors here that do make it a lot more difficult. And then there's probably some relation there to that kind of attitude. But I think on a larger aspect, it's again, this is society. This is kind of the value system of society that does puts men, not saying that women are worthless, but does put the position of men at a higher level than that of women's.
I think you touched the core problem here, that I think certainly when you look at the business side of things for women, I think it is a little bit more difficult, in the sense that, first of all, you sort of need to prove that you're as good as a man. So that is an extra barrier, mm-hmm. and that is extremely sexist and, you know, discrimination towards women, but in the business world particularly, I think that is reality. So you have to do that. On top of that, you build more. And then I think you can only surpass that barrier to even compete with the men in the same boardroom. And I think that's terrible. That's one side of things. And also there is the traditional aspect, as I've talked about before, that women, I mean, it should be your own right. It's not some extra special thing you should do to give birth to a child, because that's just how we are built, I think. But in the business world or in the workplace, increasingly, at least I feel, that it's some sacrifice you need to take to have a kid and to have a family life, but it shouldn't be that way.
Mm. Right, and this is a discussion that's been ongoing. Like, I know in the U.S. they have Sheryl Sandberg, the CEO, if not the CEO, one of the top people at, I believe, Facebook, with her lean-in book and that kind of idea that, you know, there is this kind of dilemma, you know, work versus family, but that you can have it all. You know, you lean in, you work the hard hours, but you also take care of your family. And that is doable for a lot of women. On the other hand, it is very difficult for a lot of people to do. So it is a reality, because a lot of people do want, especially women, do want to have a family, do want to have a career. But even for men as well, it's a dilemma, because you only have a certain amount of time in every day. Another thing to add on to what Hoyoung said, though, another thing that I think women face in the business world, like in the office in particular, if you come off as being, I don't know, more demure and kind of just more accepting and listening to what men say, then you'll come off as weak and you might not be respected. But if you come off as being very strong, then you're going to piss people off and people are going to dislike you.
Yes. I'm so glad you brought that point up, Brian, because I have a lot to say on that.
Okay.
I think there is this extreme conception when it comes to feminism, and I don't really like this part, which is asking for equal rights and equal treatment seems to be interpreted by some people that it means you need to act like a man. But that is wrong, because ultimately, are you asking us to have our boobs removed and have a penis attachment? That will not happen. And that's not the way that society or a woman should live. It should be that accepting that we are, you know, our biology is different, it works differently. On top of that, we should get what we work for. Mm. And I think that's, you know, really important here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like another issue with that is, like, pay, for example. I know in the U.S., I think women make 90 something cents versus every dollar men make. It might be a little bit worse than that. I'm not sure, but and I'm sure in China it's similar. Women make whatever amount of Chinese cents on the UN there, and it's not the same for doing the same work. But I would say, to add on what Huiyang was saying, the biology is the biology, but a lot of what people say is acting like a man or like a woman is kind of like a social construct. It's like, okay, this is what people think, you know, people of this gender should act like or whatever. And sometimes there's this idea that, well, in order to, you know, be successful as a woman, you need to act more like a man, which there may be some benefits to that, but that seems like kind of a ridiculous sort of thing. It should be, you know, you can just get things done well, and that should be enough.
Yeah, I think it's really important to just relinquish that traditional view of what a man should do, what women should do, or a man should like, or what a woman should be like. I think it should be, you know, you act professionally. And I think sometimes when people say women should act like a man in workplace, it means that they expect us to act more professionally. But sometimes I think language can be very misleading, and it promotes misleading messages. I think it is time for the language framework to change a bit, to at least give us equal status when it comes to a woman versus a man.
Exactly. And one other point on that, outside of the business world, you talk about, being very manly or whatever versus, you know, throwing like a girl or something. I think a better kind of contrast to draw is between kids, you know, children and adults. Like, okay, acting very manly, whatever, that's not necessarily, you know, in these positive traits, that's not necessarily a male sort of thing, but an adult. Like that kind of strength or emotional maturity, whatever, that's a sign of an adult more than a kid. So that's a better contrast than like, oh, this is manly and that's womanly or whatever.
Yeah, and what you just said, Brian, reminds me of a completely unrelated issue. The novel Three Body, the sci-fi novel, which is won an award that I just finished reading. And in that novel, the writer portrays the future human world as one in which all male become feminized a little bit, because he deducts that from the current trend that some of the, you know, sort of pretty looking men are favored. Then in the future, all men became sort of feminine. So maybe in the future, to say that someone throws like a girl is a compliment
in that kind of society. You know. And I just want to say that I am definitely a feminist, but I don't promote the extreme kind of feminism that I just quoted earlier. And I think that pushes even more guys or some women away from the concept that I think we're just asking for equal treatment and what we deserve. And I think not only should we be talking about equal pay, you know, what happens in the workplace, but also about body autonomy, control over our sexuality, and, you know, all kinds of a broader scope of things.